The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Nazir has been dedicated by our good friend Haimi and Dina Dana. Hashem Yishmirem V'Hayim. V'Hatzlacha for all their children that they should be Mehunach Alpi Toratenu HaKedusha. They should grow up and they should be Zochel Torah U'Mitzvot U'L'Chupa ולמעשים טובים, ובפרט, רפואה שלמה, ומשה בן דינה, אין נא רפנה לו, בתוך שאר חולי עמו ישראל, וגם רפואה שלמה, פנינה, בת אסתר, אין נא רפנה לה, אין נא רפנה לה, אין נא רפנה לה, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, ורפואתה קרבה לבוא, וכן ירסון, ונאמר אמן, וזכות המסכת נזיר, יגן בעדם, אמן.
דף ממתת. Today's daf is being studied. The new Nishmat Morzekeli Rabbi Yosef ben Sara, the Nishmat Abraham ben Esther, who Hashem Tzrichem began Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied with Fuach Shel Imam Moshe ben Dina, Sara Lochama bet Rachel, Sara bet Rachel. El Narefan Alhem for the Nefesh for the Guf. Fuatam Kerabala Bavechen Yosef ben Omar Amen. In today's daf on Memchet Amud Bet, seven lines up, starting with the words of Rabbi Ishmael. We are in the sugya here trying to figure out some derashot on the pesukim that are written by Nazir and pesukim that are written by Kohen Gadol. We learned yesterday derashot of Rabbi Akiva. It says by Nazir, right? Akol nefesh met lo yavo. So Rabbi Ishmael was doresh on the word nefesh come to Tamir Rehokim. It's coming to tell me distant relative, distant people. The Nazir cannot be metameh. Met, the word met, called nefesh met. Met came to tell me kerubim, even relatives. The Nazir cannot be metameh. Le'aviv u'limo, the combination derasha, when it said abiv and imo, we said that teaches me that father, mother, no, but met mitzvah, yes. Le'achiv, come and tell me that if he was a kohen gadol and a Nazir. It was a double. It was both. So he's not metameh to his brother, but he will be metameh to a met mitzvah that took care of la'achiv. What does la'achoto come and teach me according to Bi'akiva? That's the case of the Pesach. The guy's going to slaughter his korban Pesach to circumcise his son, and then he finds out that there's a met mitzvah to be done. So you would have thought that maybe he doesn't stop, he goes, continues to bring the korban Pesach. When it says la'achoto, it means la'achoto lo, but for mit mitzvah, yeah. In a case where he's a regular guy going to be korban Pesach or circumcising his son. So the Gemara said to Rabbi Akiva, Gezerah Sheva de Rabbi Minale. Rabbi Akiva, where does he learn the Gezerah Sheva of Rabbi? Let's review again. There was Gezerah Sheva of Rabbi that learned Immo Immo from Nazir and Kohen Gadol. The purpose of the Gezerah Sheva was to teach us that just like by a Nazir, the Tum'ah that's forbidden is only Tum'at Mit, as opposed to Tum'at Sara'at or Tum'at Ziva. Once we learned that by Ziva, we linked it to Kohen Gadol, using a derasha of Immo, Immo. But now that we're saying that he uses the word by Nazir, La'aviv ud Immo, to teach us the deen of that a Nazir is metameh to a Kohen Gadol. I'm sorry, the Nazir is metameh to a met mitzvah. So the word imo is used. So therefore, how does he make the derasha? And the assumption is that just like he uses the abiv imo by Nazir, he'll use the abiv imo by Kohen Gadol as well. I mean, he extrapolates the derasha the same way. Abi ve'imo by Nazir teaches me le'met mitzvah, so Abi ve'imo by Kohen Gadol will teach me also met mitzvah. So that words, the word imo is not available on either side, because we're going to use it to teach me the met mitzvah. So that the Gemara said, no, I don't need the imo by Kohen Gadol, because once I told you already that if he's a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol, he's metameh to a met mitzvah, if he's a double. So certainly if he's a single, if he's just a Kohen Gadol alone, he'll be mitameh to a mitzvah. So therefore, I don't need a pasuk for a Kohen Gadol mit mitzvah. That already I know from the Drasha of if he's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. That I learned from Le'achiv. So therefore, Le'imo is available by Kohen Gadol. Even though Imo is not available by Nazir, but it's available at least on one side of the equation. According to Rabbi Akiva, for Gezerah Shavah, even though it's available on one side, that's already enough to make a Gezerah Shavah both sides. So therefore, Imo by Kohen Gadol is available. I do not need to learn Mit Mitzvah from there. I learn it from Nazir Kishu Kohen Gadol. For Nazir Kishu Kohen Gadol, Mitamel Mit Mitzvah. So in the Kohen Gadol alone, we Mitamel Mit Mitzvah. So therefore, I can use the word Imo by Kohen Gadol for the Gezerah Shavah Imo Imo. That's what the Gemara says. When it says, Kevan de Amar Mori Maya Kohen Gadol ve Nazir, which means both. Eno mitame, ava mitame ulemet mitzvah. Mali kohen gadol lechode, mali nazir vekohen gadol. What's the difference if he's both, or what if he's single? So therefore, that is accounted for. So now the Gemara's next question is, Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Yishmael, now let's review how we're understanding Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael, we had in a braita. Assuming that's the opinion that argues on Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Yishmael doesn't say his name here in the Braita, but the Gemara is assuming that that is the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Akiva. Let's review Rabbi Yishmael's Derasha here for a moment. We had a Braita. He learned that when it says Aviv Ve'imo, that Aviv Ve'imo is actually coming to tell me Mit Mitzvah Mit Tameh. Once again, let's review the Bishmael Shita. The Bishmael Shita was that the word Aviv that was written by Nazir, we need it for itself, just to teach me that a Nazir cannot be Mit Tameh to his father. That was the Braita's language. The Braita's language was Ela le'Aviv lomar she'eno Mit Tameh le'Aviv. Pashut. Le'achiv, eno mitameh, hal mit mitzvah mitameh. He learned from the word le'achiv that to his brother he does not mitameh the nazir, but he is mitameh to a mit mitzvah. Le'imo, he had the gezerah shavah. According to Bishmael, imo, both imos were available, the imo by nazir as well as the imo by kohen gadol to make the gezerah shavah. And then achoto is the korban pesach. So therefore, lefi shitat. Rabbi Yishmael, he actually learns from Aviv, just stam. That's how you know that a father, he's not mitameh to his father. And then you have to learn Kirubim and the Hokim from the other parts of the Pesukim. So therefore, the Gemara's question now is like this: Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Yishmael, Kohen Gadol vehu Nazir minale. How do you know that derasha? Kohen Gadol and he's a Nazir. Rabbi Akiva learned that from the word Le'achiv, right? Rabbi Yishmael uses the word Le'achiv already to teach me Mit Mitzvah. So all you know is that if he's a Nazir, he's Mitamet to a Mit Mitzvah. But how do you know that if he's both? How do you know he's a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol? That already doesn't have a Pasuk available for Dirashah. Look at the Rosh. The Rosh is on the right margin, towards the bottom. Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol v'Nazir minale. Right? Dele Abiv mev'ede legufe. Abiv, he uses it for itself. Teach me that a Nazir is mitamet to his father. Le'imo le'gezira shava. Okay? Imo. Le'achiv she'mitamet le'mit mitzvah. Le'achoto le'chditanya. That's the Korban Pesach. Ve'lo aitar le'kra le'Kohen Gadol she'mitamet le'mit mitzvah. Which means you don't have any extra pasuk to teach me this derasha that a kohen gadol kishu nazir learns mitameh to a mit mitzvah. So comes the Gemara and says he doesn't need a pasuk for that. Why? So he says like this: Kevan de shara rachmana hadlav gabib mit mitzvah mali hadlav mali tren lavin. What to say is, Sevarai, listen, we know that there's a Yisur Lav on a Nazir, Lo Yitama. Right? There's a Yisur Lav. That Lav is waived for a Mit Mitzvah. So the Sevara you want to say is, listen, once you're waving one lav for a mit mitzvah, what do I care if it's one lav of lo yitama or two lavs? Now you have an extra lav of lo yitama of the Kohen Gadol. So he says, listen, once already you're allowing him to transgress a lav, a lo yitama, so now what, you have two lavs? Not going to make a difference. Which means to him, once already you allowed it, so right now it becomes a little more lo yitama. Two lo yitamas, if you were able to override one lo yitama, you can override two lo yitamas. So therefore it's a sevara. You don't need an extra pasuk to teach me that. Look at the Rosh. Kivan deshara lachmana chadlav le'abiv mit mitzvah kohen gadol lechudeh, which means just like you were matir both a nazir and a kohen gadol individually who adi kishnem yachad demali chadlav mali treleve. Okay, so therefore that's the way he's understanding it. Okay, what's the difference between one and what's the difference between two? Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. Gemara says, "Achoto lamali." Oh, now the Gemara has another question. Good. According to you, that comes along and says, once you already have two lavin, doesn't matter. Mit mitzvah will override it. What do you need achoto for? Well, what did Rabbi Yishmael learn achoto for? Guy's going to bring Korban Pesach. Right? So the assumption is, I don't care if Korban Pesach is a karet. The Chaura, bottom line, the Torah is coming to tell you that what? That mit mitzvah is legal. So therefore, I shouldn't need a pasuk to come and tell me a chidush that if it's a stronger isur, I would have thought that he cannot go continue bringing his Korban Pesach. He should continue bringing his Korban Pesach because it's a stronger isur. It's isur karet. Once you're telling me you're ready, Rabbi Shmuel, your sevara is, I don't care if there's two lavs, go do the mitzvah. So similarly, that logic should follow suit and say, I don't care if it's isur karet of Korban Pesach, go bring the mitzvah. Why do you need another pasuk of achoto to teach you that? Again, your logic is mali had lav, mali tre lav. What does that mean? Even if there's two lavs of lo yitama, I don't care. Mit mitzvah adif. Even if he's a kohen gadol and he's a nazir, do the mit mitzvah. Right. So you see, nothing overrides even a weightly isur. Not going to override mit mitzvah. Good. So if that, with that logic, what do you need to extrapolate from the word achoto that if a guy's bringing a Korban Pesach, hidush, bail out on the Korban Pesach and go do the mit mitzvah? Say the same sevara, mit mitzvah. It overrides even a great aseh that has a karet. Just like you tell me it can override two lavs. So therefore, the same logic. I should override even a Pesach. So the Gemara says no. Gemara falls off that lamali. Sal kadatach amina. Because I would tell you like this. Ki shara rachmana limit mitzvah nazir vechuen di isur lavehu. I say, yeah. Torah maybe we just matir two lavs. Aval mila upes of the karet lo yitama limit mitzvah. Kamash malan. He says there's a difference between two lavs and a karet. Which means just because the Torah was matir two lavs does not necessarily mean it's going to be matir in isur karet. So the Gemara falls off that logic, trying to equate the two. The Gemara says, it's not equated. Just because we matir lavs does not mean we matir in aseh sheyesh bo karet. So if you need la'achoto to come and tell you the hadush of Korban Pesach. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back. Rabbi Akiva, mechti. According to Rabbi Akiva, let's analyze. Lo shena kohen gadol lechudeh. Velo shena kohen gadol behu nazir nafka mila'achiv. Good. Which means Rabbi Akiva, he learned from the word la'achiv that there's no difference between nazir alone or a nazir, and he is a kohen gadol. So you don't need a source by kohen gadol for mit mitzvah. That already was extrapolated from nazir, from the word. Right? So now the Gemara's question is, Le'abiv ulimo lamali. So what do I need Le'abiv ulimo by Kohen Gadol? According to Rabbi Yishmael, that's not a problem, because Le'abiv ulimo by Kohen Gadol taught me Mit Mitzvah. But you're not learning Mit Mitzvah from Abiv ulimo. You're extrapolating it from the word Achiv of Nazir. So if that's the case, Abiv ulimo of Kohen Gadol is extra. The Rosh says that the Gemara could have asked another question. What do you need even by Nazir le'abiv ulimo? To extrapolate that a Kohen Gadol, that a Nazir is metameh to a Mit Mitzvah. What do you need two words for that? So therefore it's a question, either way you want to look at it. Your dirasha by Nazir is superfluous seemingly, because your doresh le'abiv ulimo lo yitamah ha-metameh le'mit mitzvah. So we don't understand Nazir why you needed two words. Abiv ulimo, the Chavrai could have been learned from one word. But the Gemara is not asking that question, but it could have asked that question. The Gemara is asking is, once already you know that a Nazir, Vihu Kohen Gadol, is Metameh Lemet Mitzvah, you learned that from the word La'achiv that's written by Nazir, what do you need the words La'abiv Ulimo Bichlal by Kohen Gadol? Whereas the Bishman learned over there that Abiv comes and teaches me Gufeh, right? Abiv himself. Masha'ekin, if you remember, according to Rabbi Akiva, he's not in need of those words of the Abiv Ulimo, because again, Mit Mitzvah is Doresh from Nazir. Look at the Rosh, well, Rabbi Akiva, top line in Rosh, on the Mitzvah. Well, Rabbi Akiva, Mechdi. Lo Shena Kohen Gadol Lehode. Velo Shena Kohen Gadol Venazir, Nafka Lemela Achayiv, Le'abiv Ulimo de Kohen Gadol Lamali. Now, Nehi de Le'imot Sarich Legezera Shava. Good. Good. Granted. You want to tell me that the word imo by Kohen Gadol you can use for the Gezerah Shava? I accept you that. However, le'abiv lamali. But le'abiv you don't need. Now, v'huadin de'matzit me'v'ein le'abiv le'mod de'nazir ha'maitzlik tarvayu le'met mitzvah. Gemara could have asked also, what do you need abiv ve'imo by nazir to teach me met mitzvah? So the Gemara is really narrowing in on the word abiv of Kohen Gadol. What is the purpose of such a derasha? The Gemara says, tzirich. You need it. De'i katav aviv. Oh. If the old Torah would only have written by Kohen Gadol aviv, have amina. Right? I would have said, hainu ta'ama de'lo mitamele. I would say, you know why he doesn't mitamele his father? Mishum de'hazaka be'almahu. I would say, because how do you know a person's father is his father? You really don't have a proof that it's his father. Ella, you rely on what's called hazakah. Hazakah means you have a status that tells us rov be'ilot ahar ba'al, that the majority of the be'ilot that the wife makes is by the husband, right? So therefore, you can assume apir rov, that's the son and that's the father. So therefore, I would say maybe that's why le'aviv lo yitama. Because who knows if it's even his father? You're only relying on a hazakah, abal immo. But I would say, if it just said abiv, and it didn't say immo, I would have said immo di yad'in di yeldate litmala. So, but maybe the mother, yeah. Because we know, fact, there was witnesses, right? They saw that she actually gave birth. So therefore, saying father alone doesn't tell me anything about the mother. Now look at the Rosh at this point over here, because he fills in some blanks. Mishum dehazaka be'almahu, derov be'ilot ahar ba'al, right? Majority of be'ilot follow the husband. Aval imo devaday yaldite emalitamala. Now at this point, where we're thinking only the father, no, but the mother, Yeri, can be mitameh, the Rosh says, ve'ad edarshinan met elu akirubin. Part of the derasha of Rabbi Akiva was, right, it says, Al kol nefesh met, or Al kol nafshot met, lo yavo, he was doresh all these words, nefesh and met. So he says, Dehai derashin and met elu akirubim, that says we had the very derasha met that excludes kirubim. Hava mukminan la bekirubim mitzad av. Right, I would have said kirubim means on the father's side, paternal kirubim. But not maternal kirubim. The medichtiv la'aviv ave ma'atiran immo. Because from the fact that it would have just said aviv, I would have excluded immo. The kirubim sheit ma'alem kivan shevadayim. Because since they vaday, which is as we go through this derasha, it's going to affect the derasha of al kol nafshot met lo yavo. Which, if you remember, the Rabbi Akiva was the one that was doresh right, by Nazir as well. I mean, it said Akon Nefesh Met. He said Nefesh is coming for Rehokim, Met is coming for Kerubim. So as we go through this Dirasha, you have to define when it says Kerubim. I would have thought maybe Kerubim is only the father's side, paternal Kerubim, but not maternal. Why would I have thought that? From the fact that if the Torah only would have said La'abiv, I would have said La'abiv lo, aval immo. Yeah. Good. So comes the Gemara and says, now goes the other way. Hikatav rahmana immo. If the Torah would have just written immo, Hava amina immo lo litamala, de lav azil zara'a batra. Because the lineage does not go after the mother. Aval abiv kevan de amar mor lemishpechotam lebet avotam, which means family affiliation. We know that pasuk says lemishpechotam lebet avotam, a tribal affiliation goes after the father. The laws of Yerusha follow the father. So the Torah is following a lineage of the father. So I would say emalitamale. So I would say maybe the father's side yeah mitameh and mother's side no. So that's what it has to say, both. It has to say the father as well. Because if it just would have said mother, I would have said the mother is not mitameh, because the lineage doesn't go after the mother. Lineage goes after the father. Father's more hashuv. Mishmaratam lebet avotam. Kamashmalan, even the father. Kamashmalan, that both. Now look at the Rosh again. Kevan dechatav lemishmachotam. לבית אבותם, בדרשין המיני ביש נועלי משפחת אב קרויה משפחה. הגברה עושה זה בבטרה. The father's family is called the family. That's the עניין ירושה and things like that. הב אמינה דלי אמו, אתה למיעוט אב. Right, so when it says אמו, it's only אמו מתמא, but not אב. וקרובים דידי שיתמה להם, right, and the paternal relatives, he would be מתמא, ומת אלו הקירובים, and when it says על כל נפשות מת, those are קירובים, I would say the maternal קירובים, he's not מתמתו, but the paternal, yeah. הבה מוקבירה בקירובי האם, אבל השת דכתיב תרוויו. Oh, but now that it says both, מעל כל נפשות מת, דכהן גדול ומנפש מת לנזיר שמעין על כל קירובים. Oh, so now let's finish the דרשות. Now that it says both, אביו ונאמו, right? So now when it says in the פסוק, על כל נפשות מת לא יבוא, I'm not minimizing any kerubim. It's all kerubim. Because for the fact that it says abi ve'imo, so now it's coming to tell me there's no difference between the paternal side or maternal side. So therefore when it said al kol nafshot met, met is coming to include all relatives. Ul imo de kohen gadol utzlach lichtov the gezerah shava. Okay. Imo of kohen gadol we use for the gezerah shava. Again, we're going to be akiva. No, you don't need imo now. Now that the fact that Torah said both, which teaches me when you're going to doresh the word al kol nafshot met, met is not coming to exclude anything. Understand? Depending on what it's said by Abi ve'imo, that's going to define the drasha of met. Al kol nafshot met. Right. No. Which means I would say al kol nafshot met means comes lerabot kerubim. That is not metametu. Which kerubim? So if I would have just said la'abi in the pasuk, I would have said yeah kerove ha'av. But kerove ha'emi is metamet because vaday yeldato. Yeah. If the Torah would have said immo, I would have said, oh, when it says nafshot met, met kerubi means maternal. But father, no, because mishpachotam betavotam. Now that it says both, so you see there's no difference between paternal and maternal. So therefore, when it says al kol nafshot met, met is coming including all kerubi. Now we're not done. Immo now, what is it being used for? Immo must be used for the gezerah shava, immo, immo. Vekevan dutzach lichtov le'immo. Now here's the key. Once already you told me, Immo, for the Gezerah Shava, Hutzrach lichtov le'aviv.
Why?
You had to tell me le'aviv, le'midrash mined mitameh le'met mitzvah. You're going to come and tell me that the aviv also is needed to come and teach me the drasha of met mitzvah. Let's just now summarize, according to at least the Rosh, the way he's using all the different terminologies and where he's using the terminologies. It's coming out now, according to Rosh, as follows. By the Pasuk of a Kohen Gadol. When the Pasuk is coming to tell me Le'aviv, so Le'aviv is coming to teach me the deen of Met Mitzvah. Le'aviv hu lo metameh, ava metameh hu le Met Mitzvah. Okay? Le'imo, is coming to teach me that if I didn't say Imo, right, I would have thought maybe he's only mitameh to his father and not his mother, because the mother actually bore him. So therefore, the Torah has to write the word Le'imo. Okay, good. So that's accounted for by the Kohen Gadol side. In the Nazir side, it's the opposite. In the Nazir side, we have also Le'abiv with Imo. So he's telling me that the word Le'imo is going to teach me Gezerah Shavah. He's going to teach me that Gezerah Shavah Rabbi. And Le'abiv is going to tell me the reverse side of the Hadush. I need Le'abiv, because if it didn't say Le'abiv, I would have said he's only Metameh to his mother, but he's not Metameh to his father. Right? Why is not Metameh to his father? Because again, it's a Hazakah in Yah. So I would have said, therefore, not father. I had to say Le'abiv. On the other side, maybe I said it wrong. On the other side of the Kohen Gadol, I would have said Le'imo. I need to say Le'imo, because I would have said maybe to the mother, he's not Metameh, because it's not Le'toldotam. Right? Father, yeah, because the Mishpachotam, the Beit Avotam, but not the mother. That's what has to come along and say, no, not to the mother either. That would be on this. Kohen Gadol teaches you the Imo Hidush. Nazir teaches you the Abiv Hidush. One Imo is available for a Gezerah Shavah, and one Abiv is being used for Met Mitzvah. Now let's read that all inside the Rosh again one more time. Right? So kevan dichtiv the mishpachotam lebet abotam vedarashina mina perish nali mishpachat av kedu yam mishpachat. Okay, just gonna go down a little. Well, let's just read it all there. Hav amina dede imo ata lemu te av kerubim dide she itma lemu met elu kerubim v'ham mukmina bekerubim ha'em. Aval hashta. Here's the key. Dichtiv tarvayu me'al kol nafshot met the kohen gadol umin nefesh met the nazir. Both those between my kohen gadol and nazir shem inan kol kerubim. Now we're not excluding anybody, not mother, not father. So the Imo of the Kohen Gadol is available for the Gezerah Shavah. And the so therefore, I'll tell you the Drasha of by Kohen Gadol that Abiv is coming to. Once already, we told you Imo. So we had to tell you Abiv also for the Gezerah, for the Drasha of Met Mitzvah. V'tzarich namer l'mechtav l'imo de'lo tema me'abiv me'ma'atinan imo. If you just would have said Abiv, I would have said maybe not imo. V'it l'Rabbi Akiva mufne mitzad ahad l'medim ve'em meshivim. And therefore I could learn the Gezerah Shavah even on one side. Right, so he says here, thus the word l'imo in the verse of the Kohen Gadol is redundant and is used for the Gezerah Shavah, where the word Le'abiv in that verse is needed only to inform us that the word Ul'imo is not to be understood excluding the father. That makes more sense. Similarly, the word Le'abiv in the verse about the Nazir is redundant. Good. And comes to teach us the contaminants of the Mitzvah. And the word Le'imo in that verse is needed to inform us that Le'abiv is to be understood not excluding the mother. Means Le'abiv of Nazir is coming to tell me Le'abiv lo ava mitameh le'met mitzvah. Le'achiv is coming to tell me when he is both Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. Yeah. Good. So therefore, what do I need Le'abiv of Kohen Gadol for? Le'abiv olim. Like the Gemara's question was, and the Gemara made a tzrichuta. Right. So therefore, I'll use the Immo of Kohen Gadol for Gezerah Shavah, and I'll use the Immo for Gezerah Shavah. And Abiv is I need also, because if it didn't say Abiv, I would have said maybe only Imo is mitameh and not to Abiv kamashmalan Abiv. Okay, that's the way everything is accounted for. Comes Gemara and says, "Va'al kol nafshot met lo yevo lamali." Now the Gemara comes along and says, "It says in the pasuk, al kol nafshot met by Kohen Gadol, al kol nafshot met lo yevo lamali." Why? What is that coming to teach me? So it says, "Al kol la'apuke rehokim." Met lapuke kerubim nefashot akol nefashot met nefashot lapuke ribi'id dam chiyatza mishne metim shemetame be'ohel. Kohen Gadol cannot be metame also to a shiur of dam. Okay? A ribi'it of blood is the shiur that a person needs to live. The minimum amount of blood that he has to have running through his system to live. The hadush over here is that even if the divi'it of blood came from two people, which means, let's say you have a divi'it of blood in the oil, it's mitame oil. If a Kohen goes into an oil and there's a divi'it of blood over there, it's like there's a mit in the oil. So the Hiddush of Nafshot, it means even if the divi'it came from two people, and that shi'ur is in the oil, it's going to mitame the Kohen. Sh'neimar al kol nafshot mit. No, you have a look at the Rosh. Revi'id dam, he shi'ur hayuto shel adam. Ublavaki, lo mikri met ad shi'ebo shi'ur mita. Revi'id alog dam, haya adam teluimbo. Good, revi'id dam, that's the life of a person, teluimbo, shebekachu mitkayem. Nafsot, masma mishne bene adam. Right, it's masma nafsot. You have the shi'ur of dam from two nefashot, so that's the adush of nefashot. Okay, so if everything's accounted for according to Rabbi Akiva, they're just finishing the derashah now. Yeah. And what is akod nefashot meto yavo? One is for the hakim, one is now for all kirubim, and the word nefashot is coming to include all sorts of blood, even if it's two from one person. Okay, good. Now, the Rosh speaks out of Hiddush over here. Look at the Rosh, Al Kol Apukei Rechokim. Now, this is a very important Hiddush. Look at the Rosh on the right column. Vela Avor Alav Bebet Lavim. Oh. There's going to be an additional Lav if a Kohen Gadol is Metamel Rechokim. Debelav Haikra Yadina Ne Delo Garam Mekohen Idiot. Wow. Remember, we learned earlier. You really don't need any derasha to tell me that a Kohen Gadol cannot be metamet rechokim. Because he's not worse than a Kohen Idiot. Every Kohen Gadol is at least a Kohen Idiot.
Yeah.
So therefore, why would the Rabbi Akiva need a special derasha that says, Al kol apukei rechokim? So he comes along and says the Rosh that a Kohen Gadol is over two loves. When a Kohen Gadol is metamet a stranger, he's over the Kohen Idiot love and he's over the Kohen Gadol love. That's why you need another derasha. Otherwise, it would be superfluous. To know the fact that he's not mitamit in our king, that's obvious. That's from the Kohen Idiot, you know. And I need a pasuk to tell me again that I'll get two malkuyot, for example, if you want to mitamit away. You know, it's a very important Rosh. Okay, let's go one more. Next Rosh. Nafshot apukere bi'idam ba'am mebet metim shasu tamil em darshina nafshot met. Bet nefashot mishum met echad. Which means met is the shi'ur of a revi'it. That if the shi'ur mitah came from two nefashot. Da'ainu revi'it echad, the end of them, yakul yom mefot merevi'itam. Good, if that's in the oil, so it's going to be metameh. Matnitin. Al elu tum'ot hanazir megalaya. Okay, now the Mishnah is going to give us what items make a nazir tameh. So we know it's only tum'at met that we established. What parts of the met? What body parts? How much? Where? What? And what does it mean, megalaya? That means that makes the nazir tameh, that causes him to shave his hair, and he has to bring korbanot as well. That's because Beit HaMikdash bring korban tum'ah. Ola, and a shelamim, and a hatat. Which means, oh, Hashem, and a hatat. So he has to bring two korbanot. Right? So comes the Gemara and the Mishnah. Al elu tum'ot al nazir megalaya. Al amit, for a mit, okay, that's the regular corpse. Val kezayit min amit. Okay, kezayit min amit is a shi'ur of an olive of a corpse. Now, what's that din of kezayit mit? That's the shi'ur of the flesh. The basar of the mit is shi'ur kezayit. That's also going to be mitameh. Val kezayit netzel. Remember, we learned what netzel is. Netzel is like the liquid that either oozes out of the met of the body, right? Or it's the he says the gel like substance which the flesh decomposes into. Okay, so it's a kazayit of that. Ve'al male tarvad rekev, or a ladle full of rekev. Rekev is the decomposed body that turns into dry dust. Okay, so if you have a shi'ur of that. Okay, ladles worth of that dust. Al hashidra ba'ala gulgolet. Spinal column and skull. Even if there's no flesh on it, that's a significant part of the body that already is able to metameh nazir. Ve'al ever min hamit. And for that matter, for an ever, a limb from the corpse. Ve'al ever min ahayit. Even if it's a limb that was severed from a living body. Shiyesh ala basar. Karaui. Now, what does it mean? Shish ala basar karaui. not a kezayit necessarily, that has enough basar on it that it would be able to regenerate itself if it was connected to the body. It still has the enough basar, like we said, to regenerate itself. Okay? Right?
Right.
Even if there was no kezayit. Continue. Val hatsi kav atzamot. And then a half a kav's worth of bones. Which means a half a kav of bones transmits corpse to ma. Okay, even though there's no flesh on them at all. Normally the law is a quarter of a kav is mitamin. There's a halakha from Sinai that says by a nazir to bring a korban, it's got to be a half a kav. Yeah. Stop, you have bones piled up, bones. Normally she was half a kav. Okay? Well, actually, quarter of a kav. Yeah. And by Nazir, the Hadush is, it's a half a kav, not only to make him tamer. To make him tamer, it'll be already a quarter of a kav. Meaning to shave and bring korbanot, it has to be a half a kav. Okay. That's the deen of that. That's Halakha Moshem Sinai. Next one, Val Hatsi Log Dam, and a half a log of blood. Now, already we just learned you don't need really a half a log to mitameh. You need a revi'ita log of blood to mitameh. But we have it in Halakha Moshem Sinai by Nazit, Mechayev Mekorban. It's got to be Dafka, a half a log as well. Okay? Now, all these items we just mentioned, what does he have to do? What type of contact does he have to come in contact with this, these items to bring Tumah on himself? So the deen is Ve'al Maga'an, whether he actually touches them, Ve'al Masa'an, or he carries them without touching them. For example, it's in a box. Ve'al Ahilan. Good. Or he's in a oil with these. So all these items could be mitameh the Nazir in one of three ways. Tumat Maga, Tumat Masa, or Tumat Ohil. Okay, so that's that. Now, he just points out over here, which is an important point, that when we talk about the ladle full of decayed dust, that's the tarvad, that does not transmit tum'ah by contact. Because one does not come in contact with a complete ladle full when he touches a pile of dust. You know, when he just touches the all separate pieces. The pshat in Tumat Maga is when you touch part of it, the whole thing is connected to each other, like you're touching the whole thing. Mashaykin, when you're touching the particles, you're really not touching all the particles, you're just touching, you know, those pieces. So, so he's just pointing out that Tumat Maga is not on the ladle. Okay. All the other items here. Continue the Mishnah. Ve'al etzim kis'ora. Oh. When you have a bone the size of a barley, al maga'o ve'al masa'o. Okay, so there's tumat maga and tumat masa, not tumat ohin, on a bone the size of a barley. Al elu an nazir megaleyah. On the following case we just said, the nazir has to, he's tamir, therefore he has to shave his hair. That's right, he has to start, he can't bring his korban before he gets tawur. So he has to sprinkle himself with parah adumah on the third day and on the seventh day. And he has to restart, which means he soter the previous days. Of course, he doesn't start counting the new days until he finishes with his korbanot. Okay, that's fine. Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. After Rabbi Meir passed away, Amar lehen Rabbi Yehuda letalmidav. Rabbi Yehuda told the students, Al yekansu talmidei Rabbi Meir lekan. Do not let the students of Rabbi Meir enter the Bet Midrash. Mepnei shekantaranin hen. They are critical. Velo lilmot Torah hen ba'in. They're not coming to learn Torah from me. Ela lekapecheni ba'alachot hen ba'in. They're coming over here to annoy me. They're coming to, you know, to question me or to, you know, to undermine me. Okay, but don't let the students of Rabbi Meir over in the Bet Midrash. So what happened? Dahak Sumchus v'nichnas. Sumchus pushed his way in and he entered his way into the Beit Midrash regardless. Amar lahem. So he starts to talk. Sumchus kach shanali Rabbi Meir. That's the way Rabbi Meir taught. Al elu tumot and nazir megalaya. And Amishnah. On the following tumot and nazir is megalaya. Al amet. Right, on a corpse. Valkezait min amet. And a kezait min amet. On a kezait of flesh. Ka'az Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda got angry. Ve'amal lehem lo kach amati lachem. Al yikansu tamidei Rabbi Meir lekan mipnei shekantaranim hem. Which means, what are you bringing him in over here? Stam, he's trying to bother me. Why? He didn't like his text in the Mishnah. Al kezait min amet megaleach. Al amet lo kol sheken. What kind of text is that in the Mishnah? What do you have to tell me? Alamet val kezait min amet. If you tell me kezait min amet, the nazir is megaleach on. So you tell me, they have to tell me met? Well, you have to say the word met. The kawra, that is extra. Right? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, Yomru Meir Shachav Yehuda Ka'as Yosef Shatak. Which is, what are the people going to say now? Meir died. And the Yehuda got angry. And the Yosef is going to keep quiet? Torah Mate Aleah. Which means, what's going to be with the Torah? Which means, history is going to judge us over here. They're going to say what? The Bi Meir died, the Bi Yehuda got angry, and the Bi Yosef had a chance to defend what was being said, even though he might have to go against the Bi Yehuda. He said, I can't keep quiet. Torah Matale, I got to defend the Emet. So what happened? Amar Bi Yosef, Lo Nitzrecha Ela Lemet She'en Alav Kezayit Basar. Yeah, which means the hadush of a met is, even though you don't have a kezayit basar, it's all bones, let's say. So hadush is when you have a significant corpse, you don't need kezayit flesh. The corpse itself is tameh. So therefore he's saying the text of Sumchus is correct, that you learn from Rabbi Meir. I can't keep quiet. I mean, you can defend why you need met and why you need kezayit. Because just because it says kezayit, it's not necessarily, you're going to learn the met from it. No, skeleton is a different item. Skeleton is not a myth. That's just a skeleton. That's a hadush in itself. The hadush of the skeleton and the vertebrae, the spinal column, that's a hadush itself, that even though it's not the full body, this part of the body is able to be mitameh. But now we're talking about another anyan. The body itself, the full corpse without flesh on it, is able to be mitameh. Therefore, the biyuda was angry. He says, I told you, what did you let him in for? He's coming along now, he's quoting me the way to be me alert to Mishnah, and I don't agree with that. There's no reason to come along and say, mit, because I'm in a mit. The Bihuda said, listen, he got angry. So therefore came to Bihuda and says, what's going to be over here? They're going to say that Rabbi Meir died. The Bihuda got angry, and I'm going to keep quiet? The man has a point, Rabbi Yosef. I mean, Rabbi Sumchus. He has a point. What's the point? Kezait min a mit is coming to teach me, you have to have a kezait of flesh. But a med is since it's a whole body, even if you don't have a gazai, it's going to be, but the reserve is justified the text of the Bimbi that was quoted by some cause.